This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Plant-based burgers, plant-based milk, now the plant-based car tires. There's a long tradition. Rubber, if it's not synthetic, comes from trees, especially for heavy-duty gear, including truck and airplane tires. The natural stuff is often preferred. Thousands of plant species can produce what goes into real rubber, yet the industry's become precariously focused on a single tree. Now, as Daniel Ackerman reports, some big-name tire makers are moving to diversify.
In southern Arizona, Bill Nayura strolls through a field of knee-high shrubs.
If you think of a tumbleweed, you might be fairly close.
These desert plants are called Waiule.
It's the gateway to a domestic North American rubber industry.
Nayura is head of sustainable materials for Bridgestone. This experimental field is part of the tire maker's push to shore up its plant-based rubber supply. Right now, the industry relies on just one species, scientific name Hevea brasiliensis, but it's barely cultivated in Brazil.
Primarily grown in Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand.
That's because fungal disease decimated the plant in its native South America over a century ago. Scientists worry the plantations in Asia face similar risks today.
Well, it's really a sourcing security motivation for us.
Industry-wide, that motivation is only getting stronger, thanks to a pandemic that's walloped supply chains.
One of the things we learned in 2020 was that, you know, sourcing close to home, it's more important than ever.
Colleen McMahon is a scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She's working to genetically modify Waiule to boost rubber output. She points out the plant has a long history.
Waiule rubber was known to indigenous people in Mexico centuries ago.
And during World War II, the U.S. military used homegrown Waiule tires when Japan blocked rubber exports from Asia. But when the war ended, Waiule fell by the wayside. It couldn't compete on cost. But now?
The biology revolution is here, and the tools that we have today, we didn't have 10 years ago. We certainly didn't have at the time of World War II.
Waiule isn't the only plant in this race for a new rubber source. Continental Tire is test driving a species of dandelion. McMahon says the new generation of tires could hit the road in about 5 years. I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.